white clouds racing across deep blue, fast, steady, his light footsteps of the Apache runners, concentrating with each step, all energy into the earth to heal her wounds, vowing protection, asking guidance, spirit giving back the source of all beings, earth returning strength up through runner's legs. Some sweat drops unnoticed in a long climb, sacred earth objects giving strength through runner's hands, grasping rock and feathers, resistance and flexibility. The earth power felt by all, exchanged in smiles, scattered throughout the sky, island, forest. Red squirrel leaps, gathers, nestles, and chatters. Living, ancient, natural life. Their dance of joy and death as the cold metal helicopters whir louder and louder. National Guard with infrared sensors, buzzing the squirrels' defenders, the mountains' defenders, as we slam dance the caribou polka. Threaten our monopolies with our poems and songs, our hugs and unity and our purpose spread across the meadow like wildflowers. Oppression, nothing new to the Apache people, no longer new to us. Born silently by the great spinning cycles of life. Last night our tree climbers were tracked and stopped, but there are more of us, more life in us, and we have time. Time and blood pulsing warm through our hearts. We don't just come together to passively watch a movie, to read the news digested for us. We come to dance beyond our shattered cultures to reshape our tattered lives. By living for more than ourselves, by breathing for the squirrel, by running for the first people, by climbing the mountain to protect her, until glass flies and shards from the passive observatories mimicking the deranged spectator society. The glass flies glinting in the hot sun, reflecting our elders, the trees, the animals, the sky, the people who grasp real life. The concrete crumbles back into dirt, the metal bars erode slowly back to rock from our prayers, our steps, and our hammers.